Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller and incoming Interim City Manager Charlie DeSell, recapping Monday's Indianola City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things the council received was a presentation of the fiscal year 2021 audit. Tell us a little bit about what the audit showed the city.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. This is something that we do on an annual basis. We have an outside audit firm come in and just review all our processes and does some sampling to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And to no surprise, it is. The audit was a very clean audit, which the residents should be very proud of. I know we are. Our staff does a great job. And Robert Endres from Denman Company came and presented those findings.
All right. Well, there was also a process on appointing an interim city manager for when you go and someone needs to run the city. Talk about that process and the decision by the council.
Yeah. So dating back to when it was announced that I was selected as a finalist, myself and the city council had a series of conversations. Those were done in executive session as allowed by law. And once I got selected as the preferred candidate and accepted the offer, those conversations shifted to the transition period and what that would look like. So those again were done in compliance with code. And as part of that, they identified Charlie as the preferred interim city manager. There are a number of factors that played into that, just with what's going on from a budgetary standpoint. And so Andy Lent, our finance director, is going to be focused in on a budget that's going to be a really tough one, given a lot of the state issues that are being passed down. But, you know, Charlie's involvement from an economic development standpoint, working with a lot of the developers, he already has that outward-focused role here with our city and is managing a number of the larger projects. So from the council's perspective, it was a natural fit for the interim, and they're going to be they've begun the process of looking at recruitment firms to come in and kind of run this process out to get to a point where they can select a permanent city manager.
All right. Well, speaking of, Charlie, name the interim city manager. First off, just talk a little bit about what this job entails for you and how it moves along with your current duties and how you want to serve the city.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So I see this job going into the interim role is pretty important. Obviously, come January, we are going to be dealing with a new council. With that, I kind of see this as an advocate between current council, new council, and staff, and just an advocate to go through that transition. So we'll be working, again, with the existing council through the end of this year between me and the staff and then going through the new council. But then also transitioning into a new city manager. Obviously, we're going to be going through a selection period here for a few months to get that position hired and just making sure that the processes set up to select that person are in place.
All right, well, let's talk about a couple things that happened at council. Talk a little bit about Hillcrest Urban Renewal Unified Plan that was approved by council Monday evening.
Yeah, this is amendment number 6. We've gone through a few amendments this year, and this is all because of some of the economic growth that we have occurring in the city right now. We've got a few existing businesses in town who are either expanding or relocating to new locations within the city. And as part of that, we've been in discussion with these businesses on some possible development agreements and some financial assistance via TIF dollars from the city. So as part of that process, we have to go through and amend the plan to put these types of projects into the plan so they are eligible for funding. And this is just another step in that process to get those in place.
There's also a rezoning request, a public hearing regarding a property on South K Street. Walk us through what happened with the council there.
Yeah, we've had a developer looking at about 80-some acres of ground along South K Street. It is just south of the existing Deer Creek subdivision. And as part of that process, the current ground is zoned in the A1 agricultural zoning district. So to be able to develop it residentially, we have to go through a rezoning process. And this is just step one of that process now from here. There's a few more considerations of the rezoning by council. And then eventually the developer will get in there and submit a preliminary subdivision plat for us to review in the standards against our code.
All right. Well, last thing on the agenda was a development agreement with Symantec. And Ryan, we'll go back to you with this. Tell us a little bit about what that agreement was and what was approved by council.
Yeah. So we've been working with Symantec for the last couple of years. They're looking at doing an expansion to their facility in our industrial park. Obviously COVID happened and then some other supply chain issues happened, which slowed it. But what this is a development agreement. We will be using TIF funds to help supplement the cost of their expansion, which it's a minimum assessment about $1.3 million. So an added benefit to our community as the tax base expands. It allows them to do a lot more work, which makes them more successful. And there's also a requirement for jobs. They've added over 100 jobs over the last 10 years, and they anticipate adding quite a few more with the expansion. So a great positive for a community or a business that really is the fabric of Indianola, but it's also great for our community moving forward.
Thanks to Ryan Waller and Charlie DeSell for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.